Hey, this morning we're going to talk Green Ridge. It's the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show, the annual event coming up this weekend. And Brad Knutson is with us. Brad is president of the organization, helping to organize and coordinate all of the activities and events this weekend. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Green Ridge has been going on for a long time now, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're on our 42nd annual year this year.
Wow. Why has it been so successful?
It's just, we kind of go by the motto, preserving the past for the future. And that's what, you know, like my dad and, you know, a lot of the others, they kind of got together kind of in the beginning and said, you know, here's what we got. Let's have some fun. And it kind of turned into, you know, a weekend every year and just kind of a reunion of sorts and trying to pass that, you know, what they used to do and kind of pass that on for our future and kind of we try to get the kids involved is kind of what to carry that on.
Absolutely. Do you think as time goes on, it's kind of tougher to get people more in touch with the way things used to be?
Oh boy, yes, it is. We see that in our membership, and every organization is kind of struggling with that. But yeah, we see that, you know, times are changing but we see it going the other way, too. We've got the IKM Manning FFA involved the last couple of years, and they just love it, and they're coming out and helping, and that's our youth coming up, and it's kind of neat seeing that.
Well, you bet. Well, and the location, I think, is pretty good. In the Irwin area, you know, you're able to pull in folks from west central Iowa, but also it's close enough to the northwest and southwest parts of the state for folks to maybe wander that way, too.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about this year's show. Is there anything new this year?
This year we're going to have a toy show both days where we got some vendors coming in and just kind of a little sampling of everything and affordable from all the way from a young guy with, you know, a dollar or two in his pocket that if he wants a little something, he can have that, or, you know, they've got some collecting items too, you know, for the more advanced collector and whatnot. But yeah, we've got that going on. We're kind of featuring John Deere this year with, you know, the 100th anniversary of the, what's going on with John Deere there and that. And yeah, just kind of something new always pops up, you know, during the show. So
yeah, well, the toy show by itself will draw people in.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are usually pretty popular. Now, I know there are a lot of working exhibits and some different things going on. What types of activities do you have?
We've got our field demonstrations. You know, we'll be threshing some oat, some corn shelling, and then we kind of come in from the field. We've got our carpenter shop. We've got a blacksmith shop. We'll be running a grist mill, doing some wheat and some corn. And they'll be actually cooking some cornmeal on an open fire, kind of a cowboy camp type of deal, you know, out behind there. Some cowboy coffee, and then kind of going down the line, we'll be cooking some sorghum, turning that into sorghum molasses. And then on down the line, we've got a shingle maker, we got sawmills going. We've got a big flea market going on, so not only with the toys we can buy and all that, there's stuff for, you know, others that are collectors and, you know, knickknacks and things like that in our flea market. We got some live music going on, kids activities. On Saturday, we've got a pedal tractor pull. I think that's at 1 o'clock where any kids, you know, ages up, to, I think, through 12, can get involved with that. And we got little medals, you know, awards for divisions there. And yeah, it's just a little bit of everything. And we always say there's a unique history lesson around every corner. So.
Oh, absolutely. Brad, you guys have been doing this now for what, 41, 42 years. So
yeah,
is it kind of grown to the point where people are coming to you, asking you about when they can get organized so they can come to Green Ridge? Or do you really have to go out and seek out a lot of these vendors and exhibitors?
You know, a lot of them are repeat year after year, and there's always some new ones that show up. I know this year one of the vendors for the flea market is kind of taking some time off, and she's coming back. She just loves seeing the people, meeting them, and just, you know, sells, she sells, and, you know, just kind of a relaxing atmosphere, and we're kind of a small group, but we're mighty, and it's kind of a small grounds where it don't take you forever to walk from one point to another, and of course we've got some shuttles on the grounds to kind of get you here and there too.
Sure. How have the grounds withstood the wacky weather this year?
We are looking very good. Noah will not be displaying his ark this year.
We don't need a steam and gas engine boat, huh?
No, we've had them 100-year rains in the past, and this year we're looking very, very good weekend for
us. That's awesome. Very good. Well, I know traditionally you've had a parade, too. Is that in the plans this year?
Yeah, there'll be a parade Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon. I think we're planning right around that 3 o'clock mark for, you know, and his exhibitors to show their tractor, vehicle, what have you. All like the nephews, they bring their pony. Part of the petting zoo, they'll parade their pony up through it. So.
You bet. Well, there are lots of things going on for the kids and all kinds of other things. You mentioned the flea market and the different exhibitors and what have you. But I guess the real draw is it's called the Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. So that's kind of the real draw, isn't it?
Yeah.
Will you have a lot of exhibits like that for folks to enjoy?
Yeah, there'll be all the way from the tractors to the, you know, some automobiles might be coming out. A little bit of some machinery, different types of machinery. You never know what's going to show up. And the exhibitors, you know, they get in for free for, you know, exhibiting their pride and joys, and really adds to it.
Well, you always know when you're close by because those types of machines, you're going to hear them, right?
Yes, that's kind of the fun part. You smell the sorghum cooking. You hear the tractors, the old Pop and Johnny's running, and we got the steam engines. They'll be blowing their whistles and just smelling that the steam and the smoke, and it's just, you know, you got your popcorn and the food stand. You know, they'll have that going. So there's just, you know, a lot of good smells and sights and sounds out here up on the. On the hill that they call Green Ridge.
You bet. Well, you mentioned the food that's available, too. There'll be plenty of food all weekend long.
Yes, yep.
And I know they serve breakfast both days, so that's kind of a tradition, too.
Yep, both days. And then on Sunday, we've got Cowboy Church. Yours truly will be presenting that. So I think that's at 9 o'clock. They've got me on stage. Breakfast both days. So
very good. Well, we hope you have a great crowd again. What's the what's the cost to get in?
It is $5. You get a button to get in, and that button is good for both days. So pretty cheap entertainment and family fun for $5. And then 6 years and under are free.
Very good. And that, as you said, that gets you a whole weekend full of activities and events and things too. And usually parking's not too big an issue?
No, we've got 3 acres out there that we can park in, and handicap parking up a little closer to the goings-ons.
Okay, well, we talk about Green Ridge and we talk about Irwin. Give folks some directions if they're looking for it and haven't been there before and think it sounds pretty interesting. How do they find it?
Okay, we are located from Irwin. We are 1 mile south, 1 mile west, and approximately 1.5 miles south of Irwin. And then we'll have signs posted to kind of help direct you on your travels through the countryside to get to here.
You bet. I know there's always good signage up there, too, so that's never a problem when it comes to that weekend. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you're going to have great weather this weekend. Boy, aren't you the lucky one.
Yep.
Well, very good. Well, we hope for another great show and another great crowd here this weekend. Brad Knutson with the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. It's their 42nd anniversary show this year, Saturday and Sunday. So stop on out, have a great time, enjoy all the good stuff and the good food, too. Brad, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.